This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Lynn City Councilor-at-Large, Brian LaPierre. And Brian, welcome back to the website.
Thank you, Bill. Always great to have you.
All right. Well, Brian, the big vote coming up in Lynn next Tuesday for the schools, an override vote. And maybe you can update our listeners on that. It's based on trying to create or build two new middle schools in the city. So give us a little background there, and then we'll go delve into some of those details.
Well, sure, I'd love to. You know, the vote is fast approaching. It's this Tuesday, March 14th. It is a debt exclusion, so what that means on average is there will be an increase, but it's a short-term increase by the time we have to pay for the building, of course. It's a 25-year investment. It will increase property values. The investment we're making, depending on how we sort of spread out revenue and grow our revenue and our commercial base, as well as new properties, residential, that could even be offset as few as $80. The average is projected to be around $200 per single family, average household in Lynn. But that could skew down over the next couple decades as we build our city and grow our city. So it really is not defined as an override, so to speak. We're not overriding Proposition 2.5. So the finances of it is a debt exclusion that we must try and pass with the voters and, by the city, because we're borrowing more than the $4 million investment. We're getting great state reimbursement, up to 80% of construction costs, and we're going to be able to build two new schools for the cost of what it would repair, just Pickering alone, for that same cost of $44 million. We'll get a brand new school up on the Parkland Avenue site. And, of course, the Westland Middle School be scheduled for the McManus Field down on Commercial Street, which has little dissension, little controversy. A lot of folks are supportive of it in Westland. We got to alleviate the overcrowding and breed right now. There's several hundred more kids there. We're already oversubscribed at the new Marshall. Those kids would be pulled out as well, and their feeder school would become the new Westland Middle School. So we're optimistic. We've got a strong campaign. Teachers, parents, community members, a lot of elected officials are trying to push the yes vote, and we're confident that we'll prevail on Tuesday. It's been a really tight race, but a good race.
Now, numbers, elaborate more on the numbers overall for middle school students in the city. And the second part of that is, does the old Pickering stay in business, or is that's an old building? Where does that stand?
That you've nailed it. So that building right now is 101 years old. I just saw on the Daily today. It's being described as a scene out of Freddy Krueger on the Nightmare on Elm Street. The basement is still being used to educate children. It's actually a sub basement. There is no library. There's no working faucets and science rooms. It's atrocious. And the plan is going to be to rehab that school somehow, some way, in the future, because we need the space. But some part of Pickering is going to take probably a long time to put any one of our students in there. So I hesitate to say what the plans are. I know Sisson will gain like the cafeteria and the auditorium, because that's attached to the elementary school right now. Those are still okay in terms of facilities. But the actual building itself is going to take a real long time to repair, no matter what we do. Whether this vote passes or not, we're hopeful, but we don't know really what the timeline would be to put kids in that facility, because it's such a... And your other question, when we get back to the financing of it, a lot of it, the project is about $150 million with contingencies laid in. And that is a huge number, But when the state is coming back with the amount of almost $100 million to reimburse, you've got contingencies in there. They may not be used. We have to do some roadway. We have an eminent domain issue that we're trying to move the woman's home, give her that option rather than take the home and seize the home and raise the home. So we've been, the mayor has offered a senior rebate. It doubles the exemption for seniors and lowered the age from 70 years old to 65 years old for seniors that qualify based on income. So they'd be exempt from the tax increase. So we've done as a city, I think, as much as we possibly can to alleviate a lot of the pressures and fears of this vote. The fact is we've got to build schools, and this is an opportunity to do so. It's very hard to build schools in this climate, and we need to do that for the future. We need to do that to upgrade the Pickering. And we really need to make the right decision on this one, because we won't get the 80% state reimbursement going down the line. Other communities get 20, 30, 40%. And for Lynn to get this amount is something that we shouldn't overlook, this great opportunity.
Yeah, and Lynn has rebuilt schools. The Marshall's Wharf building associated with Lynn Tech, the new Classical High School, renovations at English, the new Marshall Middle School, and so on.
State of the art. Yeah. It's, I mean, when you have, the trades-based education, the working science labs, all of the art, music, the media, actually down in West Lynn, what we want to do is have educational parity so that the tech kids from the middle school, the new McManus Field School, will be able to be exposed to like pre-machinists and prefab and metal fab and CAD-CAM and creative aided design. And all of these things are going to really meld into a nice vocational career too for high school kids if they choose that pathway. So we just think it makes so much sense down in the West Lynn and to have be on par with the great services and educational quality and programming that's being offered at the new Marshall.
All right, Brian. So that vote is on Tuesday, as we talked about earlier. Any other thoughts? I know there were neighborhood issues for the school off of Parkland Avenue, that middle school. And yet there have been a number of stories I've seen in the item where, as you mentioned earlier just a moment ago, some of that's been alleviated. But yet there's still out there, there's two sides to this issue. I mean, there's the no vote people and the yes vote people. But you'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you'll never probably persuade everyone to vote yes for this. But I think at the same time that alleviating all the concerns that we've tried to do as a city, and, you know, this is an investment. So, yes, taxes will increase nominally for the two new buildings. But what we're doing is we're trying to invest in our children, and we're trying to invest, and I think it's the most attractive sort of enticement for new families to want to come into Lynn, and want they're going to be asking about what the condition of their schools are. And to have all brand new sort of state-of-the-art middle schools, this will satisfy our middle school building and construction for our generation, for generations to come. As I said, Pickering's 100 years old. We won't be doing this again for quite some time. So let's make the investment now, and let's do it together as a city.
You know, Brian, I was at Woburn High School last night, and they redid their high school, brand new high school, and it is beautiful. Oh my gosh, I just did a few parts, went to a basketball game there and so on. And you see that around the North Shore and how I think for education, that makes a statement for students and staff that when you have, you know, a first-rate facility.
I couldn't agree with you more. When we're competing with other cities and towns, frankly, and you mentioned Woburn, Beverly has a new high school, Danvis, and Saugus is trying to build a combine of a middle school, high school. Those schools are all younger. They're 50 years younger than the current Pickering, and they're able to build brand-new facilities, and the reimbursement is half of what we would get. They're in the 30 to 40% because of their populations and their ability to have a higher tax rate in a lot of places, or be alleviated by commercial and residential tax base, you know. So we've really got to do this and do good by our future, do good by our students. And, you know, we know the taxpayers, it's a sensitive issue. It's an increase. It is going to be built out over 25 years to lessen that blow and the burden. But at the same time, as I mentioned, it's very important that it's a debt exclusion, not a Prop 2.5 override. So that's going to change depending on the increases of what we can get into the city. And we're looking to the future. We could talk about the new market basket that's going to open. We're going to be having a lot of different sort of new revenue that comes to the tax base that will alleviate, hopefully, this $200 annual increase.
Well, that's up next, the market basket. And if you drive by that site location where the construction is taking place, you can see in the last couple of weeks that you can see the market basket. It's coming along there. And these stores they are very popular, the market baskets, whether there's a nice new one in Revere. Obviously, the one at Salem draws from Lynn residents. But this will be huge, I believe.
This is a game changer for Lynn. We've been talking about it since 2013. We're finally seeing the fruits of all the labor. And of course, they had a labor dispute a couple years back with the family issues and things. So it's now on track. They've built up sort of that whole area of parking. They've raised it almost 4 feet. So that, you know, we're going to be doing some traffic remediation with some islands and rotaries on the Federal Street side by the Hibernian Hall and back on the Federal Street side back this way on Western Avenue. And what's going to happen is, Bill, you're going to have about 400 to 500 local jobs being created there, both part-time and full-time. The Market Basket is on schedule for a July 1, I believe, opening this summer, grand opening. It's a great family. It's a great investment. We're happy they're going to be in Lynn. They're going to be providing top-quality service. It's going to be sort of a real magnet for the North Shore. And you can see it, as you've mentioned, the other communities that built Market Basket or a Wegmans, for example, it changes the whole climate and dynamic of an area or a neighborhood. And these are good neighbors, and they're going to do well by us, and we're going to return that favor, because what it is, as I said, beyond the jobs and beyond just a new new facility in Lynn. They're going to be paying taxes, and it's really going to put people to work. And we're really excited about this summer and what's happening around the city.
All right, we're talking with the Lynn City Councilor at Large, Brian LaPierre. Brian, let's go to some other development happening. Lynn, in the last, decade, has added a couple of higher-end restaurants, and I guess that trend is going to continue with a couple of new openings.
Yes, that's absolutely right. So the council approved, I think, earlier last year, a new restaurant, sort of a nice neighborhood eatery. They've got a great track record, these proprietors. They own a place in Reading in South Boston. It's called District 45. It's going to be on 45 Lewis Street, hence 45. The old Mildred's Cafe, or if we're going way back, Coffee Inn, and the home of Vincent's Clip Joint. I remember getting my hair cut there when I had hair on the on the little horsey, you know, with Vin and then his son Tom Angelucci, and just great folks. My old neighborhood stomping ground over on Lewis Street and Burrell Avenue. And you like that, Bill, right?
I think they took a little too much off.
Yeah, maybe they did, right? Right. I won't be going back there. No,
but I can't comment on that either. Excuse me for even saying that.
We have a lot of fun. But the District 45 restaurant will be a nice eatery. It's going to be like, you know, steaks, chicken, seafood, a good menu, a real good ambiance, a bar, evenings, open evenings, right on the Lewis Street, sort of toward the Lynn Swampscott line. A real nice place to hang out. The other place I'll make mention is downtown Lynn. You know, we've seen, I think it's 23 Central, the old Flatiron building we refer to it as, across from Anthony's Hawthorne. That is now being all renovated, all refurbished with 1 and 2 bedroom apartments, all market rate apartment housing. And on the bottom of that level, there'll be an upscale sort of pizza place with a brewery, a craft brewery that has all these, you know, taps of different beers, and a high-end coffee shop as well. So the idea is you can pick your toppings, add a pizza, have it be quickly coal-fired, quickly baked and cooked, and have a wonderful night of pizza, high-end sort of a nice pie, and have your pint of libation to wash that down with a nice upscale coffee shop in the morning hours for commuters and folks in that, you know, dispensable or disposable income folks who are living and working out of the downtown and taking that train into Boston and what have you. So
a lot of great things happen.
Yeah, and you led me right into what I was just thinking as you were talking about that, is Lynn tried to make that area, you know, near the train, you know, a place where, you know, you're selling condos, doing that kind of piece. Folks that, you know, if you don't have a car or you don't always have a car, something like that, you walk to different places. So that something like that would be huge. In the past, maybe there, you know, you buy a condo there, but there's nowhere to really walk to, you know, or maybe a handful of places. The more you develop and put into those neighborhoods, then I think the more attractive it becomes.
You know, you're absolutely right. That's the impetus of, I'd say, about 4 or 5 years ago, James Cowdell, who's the EDIC director, said we've got to get more foot traffic in Lynn and living in downtown Lynn specifically. And that's what we've really tried to do. You'll see with the old Arnold Stationery building, those are now artist lofts. So there's occupancy there. There's occupancy, of course, on the other condos on the Oxford Street and Monroe Street. We also have, again, this Central Ave project. And the whole Lynn Arts and Cultural Center has been a real magnet for people to come down, enjoy a night out at a nice restaurant, head down to the Lynn Auditorium, take in a show, get a nice coffee at the White House Coffee Shop or the Land of a Thousand Hills. We're trying to make it so it's a destination for a night out in Lynn. And you want people to feel safe. You want people to feel welcomed. You want them to have a nice bite to eat, go see a show, and end the night on a high note with maybe a brew at the Pine and Pint or at the Blue Ox or something like that.
All right. You're not counting carbs now in Lynn, apparently, from what I understand.
No, we're not on any diets lately. No.
All right. Now finally, I'll leave this as kind of a two-parter here. Update on medical marijuana or marijuana in the city of Lynn with the dispensaries, and also anything else you might want to share with us that the council might be involved with.
Sure. No, we finalized the sites. We have sent to the mayor. You know, this is a revenue opportunity, medical marijuana. We need to grow our city in terms of money to relieve to offer some relief to taxpayers. And this is one way in which we can do that with new founded revenue. So we've settled on two sites and we've sent that over to the mayor. The one site is the Cooper Lewis building. That is on the Linway. That is going to be one of the facilities that made it through. As you recall, we probably had four proposals that it was down to. We chose two, up to two, in our medical marijuana overlay district, which was the non-water side of the Linway, and then parts of 107 on Western Ave. And that's where the second location will be. It will be on Western Avenue, which is the Cedric Upholstery, otherwise known as, in my day, it was called Frank Sales. It's actually next to the Riverworks Credit Union. And that's the facility that will house a second medical marijuana dispensary. That will now go on to the mayor to negotiate a host agreement, which is going to talk about the details of what that actual dollar figure looks like and the benefits for the city of Lynn, the community benefits that that will serve. And then it comes back to us for final approval in that process. So that is really what's happening on the council level for now. There's always things that, you know, we're off this Tuesday because of the special election. We'll be right back at work on the 21st, and then on the 28th we have another meeting. So you never know what's going to come up. We've had a lot of activity and a lot of votes cast, and I think we're really moving the city in the right direction and doing a lot of good work along with it.
All right. Well, Brian LaPierre, Councilor at Large, City of Lynn, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.